Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Welcome to Life's a Draft, the podcast where the topics are wide open and always on fire.
Welcome to episode 104 of Life's a Draft. On this podcast, we pick topics and draft our top choices. Fans vote for the winner of each episode. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook by searching Life's a Draft. Before we get to the draft, let me introduce who's with me here tonight. Volleyball season wrapping up in 2 days. This guy's getting ready for unified basketball. He also made good on his promise to give Shine's kids $5 each for not coming in last during the children's book draft. And wait for it.
Boys, you're going to hear it here first. October 31st, Halloween is next Friday, which means November 1st is on a Saturday, which means I will be taking down the pumpkins and replacing them with Christmas trees. Let's go. Let the haters hate. Christmas decorating on November 1st. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
You're insane. Thanksgiving is the line. I respect your passion, but Thanksgiving weekend is the line for Christmas decorations.
I don't respect it because passion, when misguided, leads to bad things. So no. What are we talking about?
That's what we do. That's how we do it.
Timeline.
Boys, there's only 6 or 7 weekends before Christmas. So let's go.
Don't even take your stuff down this year. Just leave it up.
I could. Nah, I get sick of it. I'm sick of it by December 28th.
It's because you have it up a month ahead of time.
Nah, bro. Nah.
Our neighbors behind us never took their Christmas tree down this past year. They just changed the decorations that were on the tree. So
no, I can get down with that.
I kind of like that move, actually.
Yeah, that's solid.
Because it still worked. Like, you still changing.
Yeah, it was Christmas tree, then it went to New Year's tree, then it went to Valentine's tree.
St. Patrick's tree. Yeah. J-Cat's favorite.
Like, you're lazy enough to not take the tree down, but you'll still decorate it every season.
Yeah.
Anyway.
With all the dumb stuff that's going on in the world today, he can't imagine, but wonder what the timeline is like where Post Malone is a line cook. Hashtag dumbest timeline ever. J-Cat is here.
What's up, everybody? That's about it. I would probably work at the restaurant with Post Malone as a line cook, and he'd probably give me like chicken tendies, you know, in the middle of like a busy shift. So that would probably be cool. Anything's got to be better than what we're doing right now. Just get wow, explode. Oh, meteor of mercy, come to me now.
Hyped for the start of the NBA season, straight chilling. Catman is here.
Yeah, I'm on the road for a work conference this week, so day 3, I'm ready to go home already. But just kind of hanging out, ready to draft. Yeah, let's do it.
Posted up in hotel bed on iPhone.
Yeah, struggle bus
backwards hat.
Had some good pizza tonight. So, on the road.
Do you drive by Lake Minnetonka at all?
Plunge yourself in its waters?
No, I am close to the Minnesota state line, though. Like I said, a lot of T-Wolves. I'm a T-Wolves country.
You getting that grab bag of cookies or bucket of cookies?
No, that's during the state fair.
Okay.
I did, however, take the warm cookie at check-in. They were like, "Would
Oh,
you like a
nice.
warm cookie?" And I was like, "Yes, I would. Thank you."
Of
Yeah,
course. It's
I'm
in like
like,
a drawer with tongs.
yeah, it was
Last
clutch. It
time I was
was
like,
so
what
good.
is this?
That's like if you go to stay at the Hershey Lodge, everyone gets a chocolate bar at check-in. And they're
Yeah,
like,
you
how
paying
many are
for
you
that,
party?
bro.
I don't know, 17?
You paying 370 knocking for that. Home from Vegas and happy to be back to his regular routine filled with soccer, gymnastics, and swim practice. Shout out to Gabriel this week as he scored his first career middle school soccer goal in today's game. In his words, from deep and still hit top bin. Shine is here.
So he said, and I knew he was going to do it. They were over in Laurel, so it was maybe the second game ever
Missed.
that neither Katie or I went to. And I was like, I know this kid is going to score today because no one is there to watch. And he hopped off the bus with just a little bit extra pep. And I was like, I know it. I knew it. And he like jumped in the car and he was like, I scored today. And I was like, first, congratulations. Second, I guess you would do that when no one is there to watch you do it. But
That's awesome.
yeah,
I
confidence
get
is rising. So we'll
Hey Gabe, I know you're gonna listen to this. That's another Finn coming your way when I see you again in 2 years.
see.
You actually saw them?
Yeah.
Yeah, Milford
You went,
Comcom.
Shine. I told you not to go, and you went.
Dude, we were in like Ellendale.
Oh, you were already on the way?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I would still would I try to save you.
He got a Jordan, a gold Jordan pop
I
for
did.
$15.
Yeah.
Worth it.
The gold
I
Jordan
saw
pop,
that.
$15. Done.
20% off.
Something like that.
And I'm your host, Eric. I bought some Demogorgon Crunch today. Not to eat, but to collect. I got two boxes, one for Owen to eat and one to add to the collection.
Huey won't have a bowl.
Enjoying some nice fall weather so far and been watching a lot of scary movies lately. So it's a
You
good
have a
busy.
stash of uneaten cereal somewhere?
No, but I'll add it to my Stranger Things like
Oh,
collection.
okay.
I do have Ghostbuster cereal unopened from like 2016 or I have a bunch of the Funko cereals like still.
I need to grab the citrus cooler. I keep seeing it. And
Yeah.
I keep forgetting that.
Really?
I'm just like, yeah.
Ecto cooler?
No,
No,
citrus
it's a
cooler Gatorade.
yeah, it's back with
oh yeah,
Stranger
like
Things
in old
stuff.
school, I know old
Yeah,
school
the M
yeah
like MJ flavor.
bottles. Yeah.
It's
Word.
top tier, man.
Please help promote us by getting some Life's a Draft merchandise on tpublic.com. They have all sorts of goods with our logo. The link is on our Facebook page, website, and at the top of the voting page. Wait for a tpublic sale and save some money. Help support the podcast and get some Life's a Draft swag today. With that being said, here are the results of the Nickelodeon draft. I feel like whenever we have a draft that has pretty good teams up and down, the fourth place, if the fifth place team gets more than 10% of the votes, it's like a pretty solid draft all around. And this did happen. So congrats, everybody did pretty well. All the votes were relatively close. But in fifth place, Victor B said, every team had a heavy hitter, but David the Gnome was my dude. Ann M said, you can't do that on television is the OG. The original ones to slime. Barf the Chef predates Homer Simpson. And I love the jokes when they came out of the lockers. I still remember the feeling of rebellion when watching this show. It was like nothing I had seen before. Conservative educational PBS was constantly on in our house. JCat's team, rolling with my gnomies, 12.3% of the votes, fifth place.
Line cook Post Malone would have voted for me, and that gives me comfort.
A lot of David the Gnome love.
JCat, your love for David the Gnome, I don't even care.
Yeah.
You're first place in my book. You're a Hall of Famer in my book.
DTG.
Thanks,
DTG. In fourth place, Jatavius Kattenheim the Ninth said, that was the name, an eclectic blend of animation and action. Also, 12-year-old me used to sit in the tin can and watch Guts. The whole time I'm thinking I would dominate these turds. If I ever got the chance to compete the crag, compete for the crag, it was definitely coming back to the mean streets of Pinos Altos. And Sandy F said, SpongeBob is the only one I've ever watched. Catman's team, Bikini Bottom, 15.5% of the votes, fourth place.
I mean, not last, but I really thought SpongeBob was going to carry me
Me
like
too.
farther
So
than
did
what it
I. Sponge
did.
Robert. You got a
You
ton of
got
Blanchine votes. I know
66%
that.
of the Blanchine children voted for you.
Yes, they did.
Really thought I'd get more of the votes there, you know, but what can you do? It was a great draft. I just thought about Nickelodeon for like a week straight after.
Yeah.
So, and I was watching stuff on YouTube. So, yeah, that's all that matters.
And third place, Bomar said, Ren and Stimpy, awful. SpongeBob, awful and overplayed. Count Duckula, never heard of it. Rugrats, annoying. I do, however, like some Alex Mack. But Doug was it. And throw that in with some Hey Arnold, and we good. And Gina G said, I had a crush on Doug. I mean, he sang and played banjo. How could you not love him? Hey Arnold was another great show. All that had me laughing so hard I cried. Every team was solid and brought back memories, but I had to vote for this team. Birdo's team, Channel 32, 20.5% of the votes, third place.
All right. I was expecting maybe last. I was scared. But, you know, that's how the cookie crumbles. And that's the draft for this time. I'll take
Rugrats,
a third place. Podium. Podium.
You see.
I know. I wasn't going to go there. But we are possibly just one step away here from trying going back to back to back W's. Let's find out.
Not only would it be back to back to back, it would be back to back to back to start off the season. Like, runaway. That would be nuts.
Nah.
Told you. Didn't bring back Bomar quick.
Didn't Bo dress up as Quail Man too 1 year?
No, Josh did.
Okay. I mean, close enough. I don't feel so bad.
He didn't hate on Doug though.
A year.
I know. I'm saying a year. I knew I remembered Amar dressed up as the Quail Man.
A year after I did it. Yeah, cool. Yeah, of course.
Didn't someone dress up as DTG before?
No, but someone should.
Jake had this year.
Jake had. I did see some roadkill and it was a fox. I was like, dang. And I thought of you, Jake had, for real. I was like,
rest in peace, Swift.
Dude, funny how, like, how many foxes just like popped into, like,
I've been putting a chicken quarter out in the backyard every night since the draft, hoping that I could catch me one.
As Swift howls softly
to end the series.
Yeah.
In second place, Roy L. said, it pains me to vote for Shine's team, but this one was good. Every team had one show I considered good, but this one was all dime pieces, except the Loud House. Never heard of it. Got to give him credit. He is truly a Nickelodeon connoisseur.
Yes, I am.
And Mark N. said, almost voted for Rolling With My Nomies, purely for DTG doing serious heavy lifting, but had to go with this team because the top three are so strong and jived most with my member berries. How do you guys know all the lines in trivia? Shine's team, Temple of Tune, 23.3% of the votes.
Oh, that's got to be the closest anyone's ever gotten from going back to back to back. Three straight wins? I don't know. But I'll take two W's in a second place. We're off to a great start. Let's continue going. Just like those 49ers. 5-2. No one's playing. Doesn't matter. Still racking up those W's. Right, J-Cat?
Pardon me?
What? Did I say something?
I don't think so.
Okay.
And first place, Kroger Torgley said, all bangers on this list.
Oh.
And Jay Swerve said, classic coming-of-age show. And, oh, Mark Summers is a G. My team, take the physical challenge. 28.8% of the votes, first place. It was neck and neck for a while between myself, Shine, and even Bobby. They were all pretty close. It was like someone else is in first, someone else is in second. And it was just a little bit of separation in the last couple of days. But I will take the win. I'm proud of my team. I thought maybe that because I had no cartoons, it would hurt me. But
nah, double dare, son.
There wasn't a whole lot of double dare love. It was a lot of Rugrats, Doug.
True.
Hey Arnold, and you know, it's really, they didn't mention a lot of my teams or names specifically. So proud of my team. Hyped. Good draft. Fun draft.
Bunch of people I sent it to immediately came back with double dare as like,
oh, okay.
Yeah, it was okay. Just like, oh, double dare. That's a no brainer. Thanks a lot for looking at the list, jackasses.
I feel like in the spirit of tonight's draft, I feel like if you ask people to like name a Nickelodeon show our age, the first one they would say would be double dare.
Yeah, I would think Nicktoons personally, but like I would think of Rugrats or Doug. But also, I was thinking, is Guts better than Double Dare? I don't know. I just Double Dare was first, so I like trivia though.
Guts was better in my opinion. Double Dare is more popular.
Guts had more action. There was a lot of down moments in Double
It
Dare.
came after it though too, right?
Yeah, it was later.
Like we were little with Double Dare, and then
I
as
mean,
we were like ten
teens,
to
early
12,
teens.
Guts took
Yeah,
over.
the
We were all
production
like,
value on Double Dare was dog just because it was like one of their first ones. Like if they would redo Double Dare in this day and
they did
age.
a couple years ago with it was a female host. It was all right.
Was it Mayim Bialik? Or was
No, it
that
was her name's
Jeopardy?
Liza something. She was like a Nickelodeon head, but she like I don't know. She was decent. All right, boys, before we wrap it up, here's what we should have drafted. The Thundermans, Ah Real Monsters, iCarly, Rocket Power, Angry Beavers, Figure It Out, Clarissa Explains It All, What Would You Do, Danny Phantom, Wild Thornberries, The Newsles, shout out to everyone whoever said that. I was proud.
Wow.
Wow, that's a deep cut.
Yeah.
That was on right around either before or after David the Gnome. Those two were like
We watched the
always
Newsles all the
together.
time. Yeah. Disappearing
Noodles.
koalas. It's great. Rated K for Kids and Make the Grade. Not sure what either of those are.
Rated K for Kids was a like a Siskel and Ebert style like movie critique show that was
Okay.
kids. And they tackled some movies that weren't necessarily geared towards kids. It was pretty cool.
Okay. Make the Grade, Gullah Gullah Island, and Kenan and Kel.
What station was where in the world was Carmen Sandiego?
That was on PBS, I think.
PBS.
Yeah.
Ah. Rockapella. Yeah.
Mm-bop,
Pop, dude, did you, was it like channel 9? No. 8?
The question is,
7 or 8?
what was the group name?
Rockapella. We've done that too much.
Rockapella. Just said that.
Question is, what came on before it? And it involved a dog that was a character.
Rimshot? Wishbone?
What's the story?
Wishbone.
Shots from Ernest.
Yeah,
I only
Wishbone.
know that because I watched it recently. Rishbo. Rishbo's
Wishbone was the
Rishbo.
dog.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's
The
hilarious.
doggy detective? No.
Have we drafted dogs before?
Like
Square
fictional dogs?
famous dog? Famous
Square
dogs?
One, the Math Show.
Ooh,
That
yeah.
was on TV in our classroom, Rob.
Yeah.
I was
No, that
talking
was
about that
Channel One.
recently.
Channel One.
Square
Yeah,
One
Channel
was
One
Square
News
One.
was a like a
Dan it. Square One. Dodecahedrons.
had like Math Man, all that other stuff on it.
Math man, math man, math man.
All right. If you're listening, please rate and review the podcast. Also, please share the voting link to anyone you know. We are actively trying to get more votes for each episode.
Now it's time to draft. Ooh, boom shakalaka.
This week's draft, we're switching it up a little bit. This week's draft is a categories themed draft where I'm going to spin a wheel with a lot of letters on them. Whatever letter comes up, we will draft things that start with that letter, and we will change the letter for each round. So we're going to see how it goes. This categories is a great game, so let's see how it goes. We'll start
So,
with.
wait. So, like,
You're good.
it can be a person, place, or thing.
Anything. The
Yeah.
best thing
Anything,
starts with
just
A.
anything. All right. So, I
Yeah.
could be like, yeah.
Don't say it.
No.
You get it. So
first, we got to start with who has the first pick. We're going to do the draft order. Or should I do the letter first?
No, draft
Draft
order.
order
Draft
first.
order. Obvious
Alex? All
thing
right.
is, this needs to be very spontaneous.
Yeah, life's
Yeah.
categories.
And if you're giving anyone an opportunity to think even for a second, Bobby's
Life.
mad.
I'm letting y'all know, listeners, we have no ability to prep for this draft. So this is all off the top of our head. And just so you have a little background information, one of the members of this team, drafters in the past, did try to get away with Big Body Benz as a car in a game of categories for triple points. And it was promptly, quickly denied by me.
Also, the homie mobile has been tried to be used one time.
I'm going to clown.
Big body bends.
Big
Big
body
body.
bends.
Well,
That's three
I
words.
remember
Baby has
that.
a triple
It
word
would,
score.
and it was vetoed as soon as you said it then, too.
The
Yes,
question
it
is,
was.
when did we, the three of us, play Scattergories together? At least the three of us. There must have been more. Like high
Shipbuilders
school?
days or
When
something?
was? Oh, was
No.
it Shipbuilders? Maybe.
Shipbuilder's house.
Okay. All right.
Boulder Dash. Scattergories.
All right. So with the first pick.
Yeah.
Every time, it
Woo!
prices rights me.
Barely shined. It's gonna have the first pick.
Yes, sir.
It's kind of gold, actually.
The second pick.
No. Are you able to do this right now?
It's fine.
Oh, yeah. I guess so people don't have a chance to think.
Yeah.
I'll take the second pick. Happy with that. third pick in the categories draft will be.
Look at the wheel right now. Burnout, Catman, J-Cat. Like, we're 40-year-olds with that's what the wheel looks like.
J-Cat, middle of the draft. Third pick. And with the fourth pick in the categories draft will be.
I feel like that could be a shirt. Just that right there. Half Birdo, half Catman.
But Birdo has to be upside down.
Catman, you will have the fourth pick. So, Birdo, you have fifth pick. So, do you want to do snake draft or do you want to do like stare, like, I don't know what to call it.
Yeah. I don't know.
We can try your stare.
The escalator draft.
Okay.
It is on the escalator.
So Shine will have the last pick in round two and we'll just keep the first person goes down to the end.
Well, that would be a snake.
Yeah.
No. Shine, you have first. Then you're going to go. Then Eric would have first. Then J-Cat would have first.
Oh, we're escalating that way. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
French escalator.
Yeah.
Okay. The letters I have most of the letters in the alphabet loaded up. Is there any others I should get rid of? I don't have like X, Y, Z, Q, but like, or U.
I is impossible.
Gotta get rid of I, right?
I's the no,
only five no. things
Rob, so there's name something other than ice cream right
Igloo.
Now.
Igloo.
That's it.
Indigo.
Ice cream.
You want Indigo on your team, Rob?
You better hope I doesn't come out, Birdo, because it's staying. All the battles are staying. Actually, I might even put you in there.
Iguana.
I'm picking Andre Iguodala.
Paula Iguodala. All right.
Starts with an A.
Staying.
Iguodala, boy.
All right, so Shine, you will have the first pick. Right. You're gonna get a little bit of time to think. Not you per se, but everyone else is gonna have a little bit of time to think. It's not a big deal because
it starts with an
if I'm picking,
I.
If I'm picking fast, the second.
But
person
I'm saying, Shine, no. you have to talk about. It. It's not like you can be like, I take rats. Okay, now your turn. Like it's not. You know
what I mean? All right,
why,
fine.
You guys pick why you like
rice pilaf.
Rat
tails.
Stop rat tails. Stop giving out answers. Pick okay. the letter.
No, wait, all right, stop.
So real
no.
quick. I just want to throw maybe one more wrench in this. Do you want to draft the best things with this letter or the worst things with
we'll
this letter?
We'll save that for later. Best.
Shine, you can tell me when to hit it. So because it's your spin. So
spin that wheel.
Hashtag spinning wheel life.
First.
Oh, nicest thing to me in Vegas, by the way. Oh, BJ. Oh,
you got an opportunity here, Shine, to score some to score some points at home.
I don't need those points at home. We have to tell the listeners, first of all, the letter was K.
The letter is K.
Letter is K. And I'm going with the lovable koala bear.
Nice. Nice.
Hashtag noodles. Is it because they eat their own poop? Why do you like the koala bear so much?
I like the koala bear because it seems to, I don't know, sleep. A lot. It's slow, sluggish, kind of like myself. I feel like I can relate to
leap a lot. So we're allowed to. It just has to start with the first.
Stop stalling, boy. Stop stalling.
Some I would say yeah, Rob, because like
no, because bear isn't K.
It's scatagories. Koala is his answer.
Yeah, but you. Okay, it's a koala. You know what I mean? That's what you would call it. Stop like picking all bears.
No, some people know me as Teddy, so I feel
I
like
just
Koala is
know
like
the
a
rules.
Long-lost cousin of mine.
I just want to know the rules.
It's a good question. It's a good question, but that would be allowed. But, like, if your letter was, like, S and you picked Italian subs, like, you know, like, you're not getting a sub part. You're taking subs, you know what I mean? If you can't pick a specific one.
There's always shenanigans.
Probably we've not X'd out things before.
Bro, go ahead and pick. Stop.
I don't know. I there's like one thing keeps popping in my mind, and I don't really want that. So I'm trying to like think of like.
You messed up. I got some goats. I can't wait for my honorable mentions in round one.
I got a good one already.
Yeah, it's like, what are some things that are great to start with K? You know, there's like one I want to think of, but like, all right, I got some. This is kind of random, but. Solid game. You grow up playing it. It's fun. I'm going to go kickball. Kickball's
nice.
Fun. I like kickball.
Nice pick. Solid pick.
Game of kickball. Solid. J-Cat?
Well, when you grow up, you stop drinking vodka and you graduate to Kettle One. And that is my favorite vodka. We're going to go with Kettle One vodka.
Yeah.
I got one vomit answer.
He might be drafted for him now, but he's also going for them votes. You going with that Kettle One cucumber or that Kettle One botanicals?
Nah, I don't really care for that much. I like the limon or whatever their lemon variety is, or just straight up on the rocks.
Whose pick is this?
Nice,
Better not be
nice
Bob.
Moscow Mule,
Bob's.
Catman. It's Catman's pick.
Oh.
With that newspaper wallpaper back there.
Yeah, it's great, right? And I'm like in Subway, old school Subway. I mean, I have to. You wanted the best, you got the best. The hottest band in the world, Kiss. Ace Frehley. Rest
I was
in
just thinking of the
peace.
Killers. I should have
Rest in
dropped Kiss.
peace. I
Man,
mean,
Love Gone.
my Kiss shirt's on right now. You can't see
Rest in peace, A. Freely, Ace Frehley.
Yeah.
All right, I got
You
mine
wanted the
lined up.
best, you got the best.
This has been a monster in previous drafts. Give me butterscotch crimpets from Tasty Cakes.
Oh, see,
See, there are crimpets.
but it
I'm just
ain't a
putting
crumpet.
crimpets.
It
Just
ain't
putting
butterscotch
crimpets.
Crimpets. All right, all
or
right, all right.
crimpets.
Because crimpets are delicious on their own.
They're not in Rogue Cakes, but I
Clean
want
filled butterscotch
Creamsville.
are the best. You ain't got
And
that.
while we're here,
Can't get them
and
out here.
I do get some honorable mentions, Karate Kid would have been a double point score.
Krispy Kreme, you done messed up.
Oh,
That
take
was a big one,
that.
and that was a
Take
double
that.
pointer.
Yeah. Kittens are awesome. I love kittens.
Oh, dang. Yeah.
Sean Kemp. Kemp would have been good.
Ain't nothing
True.
off.
I was
Sugar
thinking along
Plum.
those lines, Bobby, if we were picking the worst, and I was thinking King James.
Ooh. Yes.
Hey.
I had Kangaroos and Karate Kid and Crazy Glue because
You
those
guys
were
all forgot about the
what are you
best
writing stuff
candy bar
down?
ever.
Yeah.
Kit Kats, man. Kit Kats.
I was thinking Kit Kat when Bobby
Only
said
true.
delicious, but
Nice.
yeah. Kilimanjaro. I mean, that's
I
a
thought that's what
big
I was
mountain
thinking.
Kilimanjaro.
Yeah.
You like
The
five
whole
kills
kit
at
and
once?
caboodle?
What?
We're gonna go back to the wheel. The first pick, or the first, I will be have the first pick in this time. Oh boy, here we go. All right, let me get the wheel up. Excellent for an audio podcast, but K is now gone. The wheel is not spinning anymore, but it's about to spin. So here we go.
Yeah, kidding.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shh. L. I know one thing I'm not going to pick, that's for sure. Let's see.
I like can't think. I'm like I'm
It's
really like
frozen. My mind goes right to, all right, you know
Yeah.
what I'm going to take? Because I had it tonight. It wrecks my stomach now, but it is absolutely delicious. It's probably my favorite food. Also, Garfield's. I'm going lasagna.
That was the first
Dang.
thing. That was the first thing I thought of.
Lasagna is
Lasagna.
delicious.
Look at Eric's team. Kickball and lasagna.
Oh.
How are we competing with that right now?
Tyler
Holy
Kettle
smoke.
White crickets. I don't know.
I guess,
Kickball
well, the only thing I can do, gentlemen, since I mean that's a banger pick. I'm just gonna go ahead and get some lemonade to mix my Kettle One vodka in.
Oh. J-Cat's got a nice little combo team going. Next will be P for picnic. He'll have a picnic going.
Yeah,
Some
let's
ants. Some ants crawling across the blanket. All
baby.
right, Catman. Got a K, or sorry, got an L.
I'm not locked.
What cracks me up is that all these picks won't matter. Out of the 25 picks, it'll be one word. They're like, I love koalas. I'm taking
Yeah.
that. Do it, Sean. LeBron James.
Oh my God, I didn't even think about that.
You can take the LeBron James meme.
Like the time doesn't even matter. My brain is fried right now.
Yeah, well,
Like
that's the
I
pressure. You feel
it's like
pressure right
I'm going Larry Bird.
Larynx Bird?
I literally just wrote the word Larry Bird as the
Stupid.
beat came out and Rob said it. That's insane.
I can
I
see that
can't.
coming from J-Cab.
I have
Rob's a pressure pick.
like three other L's and I was like, no. All right.
Larynx Bird.
Larry Bird.
Well, in the spirit of the draft, I'm not gonna
Lawrence Bird.
draw this out because I wrote down this person that Rob picked as the Ball Brotherhood. Give me Larry David.
I thought about that. I did, but I was like, ugh.
Back-to-back Larry's pick, by the
Yeah,
way.
it never happened ever again.
Two good ones, though.
Yeah, you're
Yeah.
right.
Curb Your Enthusiasm. Great show. Larry Bird pulls up to the 3-point contest. All right, fellas, who's coming in second? I mean,
Unbelievable.
he's a straight G.
What a
Yes,
trip,
he
Shaq.
Unbelievable.
John, a lot of animals left for you at your disposal. I feel like animals and foods to go right. That's where my mind goes right away.
Yeah, we got to
Yeah.
like get round out your team. Foods, people, animals,
I
song turtles.
know. I'm
No,
really stuck.
no.
Wow, Rob, you could have picked Love Gun and gone to all Kiss themed.
Oh, I
But
know.
it's his dick.
What?
I am. Oh, I'm stuck between
Also, lick it up, but I
two.
passed.
Whoa. G-rated podcast, boys.
You know what?
Like, man, do I do an all Kiss pod? Too late.
I gotta do it.
Can you?
God, this is tough, man. I'm gonna go
Well, you
for
can
it.
tell us what you're between, Shine, because you're the last pick of this round, so.
Nah, I don't want to hear you guys back and forth. It'll just confuse me more. I just came back from there. I'm going with Las Vegas.
Wow.
Oh.
Vegas, baby. I thought you were going to pick Lululemon tights.
It's a sneaky
Oh,
good one, Shine, because like
hey,
it's usually
ain't nothing wrong
considered
with them things.
Vegas. Like I think of Vegas for V, like not L. So it's. Oh, Rob, you could have picked the Los Suns.
True. Yeah, terrible. Love, I was gonna pick it.
Oh,
The Lenny
Birdo, you missed the
Lenape.
opportunity.
No, Birdo loves
the
love.
Lenny Lenape Indians back
I thought
Chaka.
Shine might go with the Lions just to get Dilt's pick, but no,
Wow. Good call.
I was thinking the Liger, actually.
It's like pretty much my favorite animal.
Lobster rolls?
Oh, solid.
Why did I think of La La Land, the movie? I'm like, oh, I'm picking that. What's happening?
A good movie. I only saw it once, but it was good.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm having the most fun so far with koala bears in Las Vegas. Just
Ooh. Oh, that's a
Wait, yeah,
furry
see.
convention. Shut up.
I'm just
True.
imagining all the fun I'm having on Fremont Street right now.
I don't even know where that is.
Vegas, baby.
It's where it's
Hey.
cheap. It's where it's cheaper to gamble. It's like 1980s,
Oh,
60s.
it's old Vegas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I got
If
you. I know.
I might have went
you
too
might
old with
Swingers
Swingers
Vince
Vince
Vaughn or old school Vince Vaughn?
Vaughn. I don't know. I want to say old school.
Is this the
What you
letter
talking
we just
about?
landed on?
No, we didn't
Oh,
land on the
I
letter.
was gonna say.
Sidebar.
That's when Turtle was telling Eric about, oh, we saw Vince Vaughn. Like, are you talking about like Swingers Vince Vaughn or like old school Vince Vaughn?
Hey, DJ, spin that wheel.
Right, J-Cat. First pick. Wheel is spinning. Come on, let's get a vowel up in here.
Oh.
Wow.
The
What is
letter
it?
C. The letter C,
Ooh.
J-Cat. I feel like I know where you're going with this.
Cats.
Oh, I knew
CATS.
it. I
Cats.
knew it. Dang. That's what I was gonna say. I feel like I know what you're doing.
Wow.
Cats. A lot of cat haters out there.
I don't care. I love cats. Cats are awesome.
Speaking of cats,
A good one
Cat
too.
Man.
Can't. Oh man, sea murder. No. Oh my word. Cheeseburgers.
In paradise.
Ooh.
I got these
Burgers,
cheeseburgers, man.
man. You acting like a real Mick. Hey,
They're so good, man. Like,
I had one today, and it was a Royal Farms cheeseburger because I was starving and I hadn't had lunch yet. And I was like, this is going to be terrible. It wasn't
delicious.
terrible. It was great. Been in that warmer.
I don't think I've ever had a
Dude,
terrible cheeseburger.
righto.
It was, I mean, I put some ketchup on that bad boy. I was like, okay, let's have this terrible lunch. And then I sat there and I was like, man, this is not as bad as I thought it would be. In fact, it's really good.
Right.
Birdo?
I know Shine's gonna pick this. I don't want to steal it from him. I'm not gonna pick the Cupid Shuffle, but I'm just gonna go with computers. Like computers
Computadora.
are dope. Like our life with the
That was a whack pick, bro. You trying to
Nerd.
go for like a cool like, but nah. Computers.
Yeah, computers are cool, but have you ever had a vodka lemonade while stroking a cat in your lap?
Eric's face when he was like, nah.
the
Like,
name of the
Don't you don't
game.
pick computers, bro. You still like
I'm not picking CeeLo
get
Green.
the worst picks, maybe.
That's why I'm trying to.
Oh.
I just write down the
Do
letter
you
and
use Prodigy or AOL as a web browser?
Netscape, homie. Netscape.
Google Chrome has the best firewalls.
Someone, a parent just gave me their email and it's still at AOL.com. How is that still a thing?
Yo.
Someone gave me one at work last week. I said I
That's
wanted to say
insane.
something, but I wanted to be funny, and then I realized that like they had no idea, so I didn't want to like roast them. They wouldn't have gotten it, but I was like, dang.
It just made the dial-up sound.
I get crap for having a Hotmail still.
Yeah,
That's
I
like
use
my,
Hotmail.
yeah.
It
My
means you're
Gmail is my
OT.
business account. That's my professional email.
Business. Yeah,
All right.
my business.
Should I
Johnny?
pick it?
Oh, wow.
No, I'm going. I gotta go with this. It has a history with me and this draft. I'm going with the cheesesteak. Cheesesteak.
Oh, that's funny that you
Always,
should say that, Shine.
always,
That's
always. I
funny that you
know.
should say that.
Finally got it.
I didn't think of
Dang.
that, but I'm waffling
Oh.
between. Oh, I could be a double letter, could be a doubler. All right, I'll tell you my three, and then I'll tell you which one I'm decided. It's either Captain America,
Oh.
cheese pizza, which is kind of a stretch.
Sorry,
No,
Macaulay.
no,
No.
no.
Because Rob already drafted cheese, so we
Take your
canceled it.
first
Okay.
one
All
right there.
right. It's either Captain America, crab cakes, or like crab
Ooh.
meat. And I'm like, ah, the
Ooh.
double letter crab. But the
Crab
crab
meat
cakes,
Thompson?
it was funny because remember, Shine picked cheesesteak in the first sandwich draft. I picked crab cake right after that with the pick swap. I already have a food. I love crab meat. I'll go Captain America.
That's a
He
good pick.
rules
Wow.
USA.
It's a
Do you
good pick.
realize, like, for Eric to not to pick Steve Rogers over crab cakes
It's
Is
like
monumental.
that shows how much that man likes Captain America.
But I'm thinking about like
he's rounding off his
the
team.
comic's great, but he's good in the movie. Yeah, he's awesome in the movies. You know what I mean? He's
Yeah, he's
like
unbelievable.
beacon of hope.
The
Yeah.
helicopter scene. JCat, I mean Shine, when you said cheesesteak, I was like, oh man, I could have said Cheesecake Factory. Or just
Oh.
cheesecake in general. I definitely messed
Was.
up. Well, computers.
And everyone's picked, right?
Yeah.
I almost picked all of our alma maters, Cape Henlopen.
Ooh. State
Ooh.
Park? Ice
Cappy
cream? No, I
Henlopen?
could have went like 100 different ways with it. I was like,
Cold Stone Creamery, double point.
There we go.
It's Cold Stone, one word or two. Either way, doesn't
One.
matter. So we had
A good one.
K, L, and C so far.
Larry David's on my
Larry David at computers. What was the first one?
Purpose. I am struggling.
Purpose. You got dad's pick right now. Well, I computers.
Larry David.
All right. We got the fourth round. We're gonna start with Catman. Catman, your letter and all of our letters. I hope O comes up.
Oh, with the ball, the dang, the dang, diggy, diggy,
Letter
I'll
is
pick your
the
son.
letter B. The letter is B.
Birdo. It's like I automatically go to like food and wrappers. I don't know why.
Big boy, double
No,
points,
Bun B.
Bun B.
We the best. Ryan
B.
Boitano. I'm going Biggie Smalls.
Biggie.
Whoa. Ah, man, I can see you. I see you.
Mine's
Biggie
easy.
Smalls.
My team right now, man.
If Nickelodeon was guiding our years from 7 to 12, this pick guided us from 12 to 32. All we ever wanted to do was ball. Give me basketball. Ballin', we be
It's
ballin'.
funny because as soon as we had this topic, I was like, if we get B, I'm picking basketball. And then I didn't even think about it. Like, I mean, I haven't had time to think much either, but I like,
It
we
was the
playing
first.
basketball.
Ball.
I got my pick though, but as long as Shine doesn't take it.
No, I'm not.
What if of all the things we had thought of, like someone took someone else's pick of the five things
I
in the
thought,
world
yeah.
and start with
Wow.
that letter?
I gotta stay true to myself here. It is the start of the basketball season, so I gotta take my loved Bulls.
Oh,
Nice.
yeah. Ah,
Rob,
Bucks.
his
It's
hat
right
says Mark.
here. Do I put
Ah.
Chicago Bulls or just Bulls and you'll just put the
Nah.
logo?
Yeah. Bulls.
I mean,
Nah.
it could be
Bulls kicker.
Bulls
across the board.
Bulls roar.
People might just be like, wow, Shine likes cows.
Or, I know, that's what I mean. But like, all right.
He's going to put a picture of the Chicago Bulls logos. That
doesn't matter. Oh, true. I forgot. Yeah, we have pictures.
It's a no-brainer. This has been drafted in many drafts, or parts of this has been drafted in many drafts. It's always helped people. It's top three favorite movie of mine. Going Back to the Future. Ooh. Back to the Future is it's nice. Amazing. The music, the score, everything. I love it. Love that movie. I'm going back
great
to the
cinematography.
Future. Going to the first one.
McFly.
Actually, I just take Back to the Future trilogy. I ain't scared. No.
Yeah, that's good. All you can do
that. And the cartoon. You yellow belly turd. J-Cat?
Since we're a G-rated podcast, I won't pick the first thing that popped into my head.
I had that in mind for tea. I'm not going to lie.
Because the pictures would have been freaking sweet. We'll go ahead.
Oh, we and, just had C too, Sean.
Yeah,
JK.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. We could LAD After Dark should be a podcast we do that is not G-rated. So I will go with my second favorite thing that starts with the letter B. Very near and dear to my heart, and that is beer.
Ooh. Cats and alcohol.
Dude, they have places, the bars, where you can go in and pet cats. That sounds like amazing, yeah. Like time. Like, I come up with like two more cats. Amy would kill me.
Yeah. You didn't want to pick Bijan?
he's all right.
You want to take Larry Bird also?
he's not beer. If you had to pick between Bijan and beer. Sorry,
so, yeah. If I had to pick Bijan, sorry, Bijan.
Shine picked Barack Obama in a previous draft. I'm surprised that was.
Well, bro, it's funny you say that because I was thinking we could do this draft and only draft things that we've also picked. Because I was like blow pops, like things that have been popular in other drafts, and I was like, but no one's ever picked Bigfoot, so we can't pick him.
Oh,
that'd be a lot of research.
Nah, bro, you have to think. We could do it. Songs, people, food.
Yeah, you'd have to go back through the old drafts, right?
We've pretty much already done it. Larry Bird's been picked before. Has, yeah. Cheeseburgers, yeah. Biggie Smalls been picked. Trumpets, Larry David.
They got picked lasagna.
No one ever picked computers before.
It would be a good like study. Like if someone was going back and like trying to compile data. And like how many of these picks have already
I'm disappointed the lack of double letter scores right now, like double points right now.
There's no points for that. It's not happening.
I'm not getting any points for it, so I'm not gonna rack my brain.
Still good though. Still good. All right.
I could have been all right, Belgian beer. Let's go. Double word score.
That's J Cat's that's his thing. He'd be adding his adjectives.
Mm-hmm. It's Larry Bird.
Larry Bird. Larry David and Larry Bird.
But I guarantee someone will be like, oh, Larry Bird's the man. Sure. Like, for no reason. Like, he is, but come on. But
I could have picked Ludacris. Like,
Luda.
Oh, see?
Luda.
Birdo has the next pick. Right?
Yeah.
Birdo.
I got to round off my team.
Here comes the letter. The wheel's about to spin.
I got a food, a person, technology, a sport. I got to do this one quick in honor of the draft.
Oh, here we go. Here it comes. Here it comes.
Oh, man.
The dreaded letter I said we can't do was
oh,
an I.
Oh, my gosh.
And how can I – the I? Only thing I could possibly pick would be the iPhone.
Oh, that's ooh, a good one.
Wow. But I got
you
a computer
got
already.
Computers.
Like, what else am I going to pick?
Already have computers. Can't pick
No, I don't. I'm just saying, like, I was trying to help him out. Like, you want it's unreal. And an iPhone.
You're right.
I know. That's what happens when you get this.
Are you taking iPhone?
I mean, I said it. If you don't want me to, I mean, I can pick
something. No, I'm fine with that.
No. Dang, Shine, you turd.
That leaves me with the banger, ice cream.
Man.
Everyone loves ice cream, baby.
Wait, so we made Bobby stick with iPhone.
Yeah, he wanted it.
The iPhone is Rob's on his iPhone right now.
Yeah, it's my
hotel
I'm never
in
switching.
Minnesota.
I will trade ice cream with somebody. Give me your first round pick in another.
I kind of want ice cream, not gonna lie. I might consider that because I have no idea what to pick right now.
Eric's pick. So what's he gonna do? Ice picks?
I kind of mentioned it earlier. I was like, you can't pick this in the S draft. That's the only thing I could think of. Like, there's like things I could think of, but I already have like other things like that in my on my team. I feel like JCat's gonna take the one.
No, you have no idea what I'm getting ready to take.
You could take the Idaho State Fair.
I mean, I guess I
No.
could ask this. Does iced
Tabagi.
tea count?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
I mean,
because it's tea,
it's a
but
different thing.
Iced tea.
Oh, I thought you were
Like
talking about the
iced
wrapper.
tea, like special victims unit, or like iced tea
No,
to drink?
like the drink. I thought it was going with
That's
Ichabod Crane.
completely different. Iced
So,
tea.
iced tea counts?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Good
lasagna.
Do I want that or do I want?
You picks in, boy.
All right. I like it. I just didn't know if it counted because it's like an adjective to describe tea. But I guess.
It's on the label. It says iced tea.
Okay. All right.
Lemon
JCat.
flavored.
I'm super tickled with myself. Nobody else probably is going to be, but my name is Inigo Montoya. You kill my father, prepare to die. Inigo Montoya, baby.
Wow. I was thinking of Ichiro because I saw a special on him today about his career.
Was great, man. Princess Bride, awesome movie, great character from it. Let's go.
After Catman picks, because he might pick up. I'm thinking, Jake, I just you should have went with this one, but go ahead, Catman.
No.
What you got?
I mean, he's making the rounds right now. He has a book out, Born Again Christian. Iverson.
Ooh. AI. We got
Ah.
two. He's got two NBA Hall of Famers on his
He's
team.
got three people, four people if you count the band and cheeseburgers. That's what the hotel room will do to
Dudes
you.
and
Does
burgers,
that
let's
count though?
go.
He could change it to Cheeseburger Eddie and get a whole team of people.
Iverson, comma Allen. Is that what I should write?
Iverson, comma White.
Because you drafted like
Boston,
Larry
Boston.
first name and you drafted Iverson set last name.
I didn't know
I'm
he made
doing the
that,
Iverson,
but
comma Allen.
wow.
Yeah, it counts. Yeah, documentary's coming out soon if it's not already out.
Yeah. I really
I
want to see
think
that book.
anyone
if I didn't
willing to
have
get a
Captain
book?
America, you had to go Iron Man. Like,
Oh
oh
that's what I thought
wow.
Robert JCat would
What?
pick.
I watched the end game last night.
Anyone up for a trade for computers?
Wow, I'm pretty mad
I'll
about
trade
that
ice cream for computers.
one. I'll trade you something for computers.
A lot of letters were left off this categories list. We only went with five letters. We could do part two next episode. Never know. Maybe we'll do it with the worst picks next time.
As much as we argued about this episode and what
This
it
was hilarious. It was fun.
this was fun and it was fast.
Yeah.
What are the
If
team names going to
I
be?
could
I
name some
just don't know
more
if
F
anyone's
adjectives, I
gonna.
would. Freaking awesome.
I
Think my team name will be I Love Technology, but not as much as you see. Always.
the
almost want to name my team Wheel of Fortune, like picking letters and stuff, but
think I might go
man.
alphabet soup.
That's what the, yeah, before I know we were talking about it a lot, but I felt like alphabet soup should be like the name of the pod.
Still like categories.
I
I
was just
hope
thinking
oh,
Scattergories,
yeah,
yeah.
Scattergories was good too, but because JCat's somehow
Latagories.
pulling the
Latagories, guys.
Oh
Oh,
yeah, there it
Latagories
is.
part one, because we're going to
All
do
right.
this a couple different times. I think it'd be great to just throw in there. You know what I
Gotta
mean?
take the letters out though the next time. We can't
Yeah.
change your pace.
Yeah.
Change your pace pod. Now
Yeah.
leave I in there. Leave I in
Yeah.
just in case you get I in
All right. Yeah. My team name is going to be Fever Dream, because that's basically what happened. That's what it is. Oh.
Great draft to the Indiana Fever. Caitlin
Hey.
Clark, double letter score. There's some good letters in there. How do you see the voting shaking out? Because I see JCat kind of dominating just for the
No way.
alcohol.
Your team.
Cats and alcohol.
Nice.
No.
I
I mean,
got
I'd vote for
cheesesteaks and
it.
that
ice
sounds
cream
awesome.
in Vegas.
Yeah, I have no idea how the
Cheesesteaks
voting's
and
gonna
ice
go.
cream, I could do it without the other one, Sean.
I know. It's not everyone's favorite, and that's why I was actually honestly ready to go 2 days before I got to go home, but
Well, looking at
Like
the
I've
whole list now, computers is definitely the worst pick, but Koala is the second worst pick, and it was a number one
nah,
overall
they're
pick.
cool. They're
No
cool pair.
way. Everyone loves koalas.
I think part of this team, like if
Crimpets.
I'm looking at this pick, if I was gonna pick a team, I'm like looking, I'm like, I love Crimpets. Larry David's hilarious. Computers are cool. I love basketball on the iPhone. So I was like, I don't know if I'd pick that team, but it is a solid overall team.
Another one that I was thinking didn't go was the iced coffee.
Ooh.
I feel like that's a big one.
Yeah.
Well, we picked C. Someone could have picked
Or
coffee.
just coffee.
Oh, yeah.
I've had some like sus cheesesteaks though.
I've had some sus
I'm making it
cheesesteaks.
harder than it has to be.
Wow.
Sus
A
cheesesteaks.
lot of grizzle sometimes in
Grizzle bees?
Shrapster? Wow.
So originally they wanted to pick one letter for an entire draft. That would have gone off the rails. Could you imagine if our only letter was K? How
Well, I was looking up
bizarre.
song titles. I was trying to find like, or I was like trying to think of song titles and bands. Like Beatles could have been picked, the Beatles for B, and I was like,
It's hard to think that quick. We didn't have time to prepare.
that was the Scattergories draft or the Latigories draft. Closing thoughts on the episode from Minnesota, Catman.
I mean, my team's a good time. Cheeseburgers, Larry Legend, Iverson, Biggie, and Kiss just playing the hits, man. Let's do
Your team name should be Who's Coming in Second with quotes.
it should be practice, question mark, practice.
Shine.
Rob has a Kiss concert and Biggie and Iverson are in the front row with a tuxedo
Macking on
t-shirt on.
burgers.
Just
I shared mine already. This was fun. We went, if people knew just how much we went back and forth discussing this one leading up to literally minutes before we started and what it came out to be. I kind of sensed that it would be a good, fun draft, and it was. So we'll see. Long live koala bears, man.
JCat, closing thoughts.
I really, really like my team, but we know what that means, that no one else is going to like it. But this is awesome. Can you imagine just, slugging back some beverages? You got some cute kitty cats, nuzzle up with you and give you that purr, because, purring cat on your lap helps you. All kinds of good stuff goes on. And you're watching The Princess Bride and Inigo Montoya comes out and he's swashbuckling and stuff. I mean, that's awesome. I mean, I
He's
don't, I,
swashbuckling and stuff.
that's what he is. He's a swashbuckler.
How many fingers does he have off the top of your head?
He's got all 10, but he's hunting for the six-fingered man because he's who killed his dad.
Trick question. Nice. And you passed. He's got all 10.
Hunting for the six-finger man.
Murdo.
That was fun. That was one of the most fun drafts. Now I've been looking at pictures. I'm trying to figure out what is the best picture of Larry David the post because he's quite the character. Great
Confused
time.
face Larry is always good.
I sent it in the draft, like in the
I
chat.
saw.
So good times, fun topic. I think we're going to come up with some more of these like different types of drafts speckled throughout each season. My verse for this episode is 1 Peter 2, 9 and 10.
That's going to do it for another episode of Life's a Draft, where none of our picks will be considered Mr. Irrelevant. Please subscribe and thanks for listening. Kaboom!
Sorry,
Many
Shane.
moons ago, when I was still
Okay, sorry.
teaching, and like email just started becoming like a way of communicating, and it wasn't so very common to do it, but every once in a while you'd email something to a parent, and it was like Booty Smasher 72 at like Hotmail or whatever. And I'm like, dude, you just gave your kid's teacher an email address that was Booty Smasher 762 or whatever it was. Like, we got to stop doing that, man.